First Choice Deli, 1714 County Road 1, Dunedin, Florida.
Come see us for delicious homemade rotisserie chicken. It's $4.99 for half a chicken, and it's grandma's secret recipe passed down from generation to generation. We also have made-to-order subs and sandwiches. Very delicious. Come see us at First Choice Deli, Dunedin, Florida. That's 1714 County Road 1.
Looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, cause I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul. Up his case and he said, I'll start this show, and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, there's a dog bite, no child, no. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been. He played, fire on the mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bread pan, a picking out dough. Granny, where you don't find no child, no. Slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. We're gonna put her feet back on the path of righteousness, and then God bless America again. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure food, you're walking real proud, and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again. From the sound up in Long Island, out to San Francisco Bay, and everything that's in between them is our home. And we may have done a little bit of fighting amongst ourselves, but you outside people best leave us alone. Cause we'll all stick together, and you can take that to the bank. That's the cowboys and the hippies and the rebels and the Yanks. You just go and lay your hand on the Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I think you're gonna finally understand. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure you were walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again. you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. Well, we damn sure proved you were walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again.
Taking a trip out to L.A., tooling along in my Chevrolet, toking on a number and digging on the radio. Just as I crossed the Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine. I knew that left rear tire was about to go. Well, the spare was flat, and I got uptight, cause there wasn't a filling station in sight. So I just limped on down the shoulder on the rim. I went as far as I could, and when I stopped the car, it was right in front of this little bar, kind of a redneck-looking joint called the Dewdrop Inn. Well, I stuffed my hair up under my hat and told the bartender that I had a flat, and would he be kind enough to give me change for a one? Well, there was one thing I was sure proud to see. There wasn't a soul in the place except for him and me, and he just looked disgusted and pointed toward the telephone. I called up a station down the road a ways, and he said he wasn't very busy today, and he could have somebody there in just about 10 minutes or so. He said, "Now you just stay right where you're at," and I didn't bother to tell the darn fool that I sure as hell didn't have any place else to go. I just ordered up a beer and sat down at the bar when some guy walked in and said, "Who owns this car with the peace sign and the mag wheels and four on the floor?" Well, he looked at me and I damn near died, and I decided that I'd just wait outside, so I laid a dollar on the bar and headed for the door. Just when I thought I'd get out of there with my skin, these five big dudes come strolling in with this one old drunk chick and some fellow with green teeth. And I was almost to the door when the biggest one said, "You tip your hat to this lady, son," and when I did, all that hair fell out from underneath. Now the last thing I wanted was to get in a fight in Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night, especially when there was three of them and only one of me. But they all started laughing and I felt kind of sick. I knew I'd better think of something pretty quick, so I just reached out and kicked old Green Teeth right in the knee. Now he let out a yell that'd curl your hair, but before he could move, I grabbed me a chair and said, "Watch him, folks, because he's a thoroughly dangerous man." Well, you may not know it, but this man's a spy. He's an undercover agent for the FBI, and he's been sent down here to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. He was still bent over holding on to his knee, but everybody else was looking and listening to me, and I laid it on thicker and heavier as I went. I said, "Would you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Wallace stickers off the bumpers of cars, and he voted for George McGovern for president." "Well, he's a friend of them long-haired hippie-type pickle fags. I bet you he's even got a commie flag tacked up on the wall inside of his garage. He's a snake in the grass, I tell you guys. He may look dumb, but that's just a disguise. He's a mastermind in the ways of espionage." They all started looking real suspicious at him, and he jumped up and said, "Now just wait a minute, Jim, you know he's lying. I've been living here all of my life. I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch, and I belong to the Antioch Baptist Church, and I ain't even got a garage. You can call home and ask my wife."
Well, there you go, folks. We played Charlie Daniels song after song. Charlie Daniels.
Flip those dials. It's too late now. Listen to us now.
Yeah. But anyhow, Charlie Daniels passed away. A legend in the entertainment industry, especially in music, which you would say Southern music. Would he be a thing?
Yes, Southern rock.
Southern rock. And then he's considered the best violinist that's ever played, like right up there in the
amazing.
Top 10. Amazing. Did you do Devil Went Down to Georgia yet? Okay, we'll play that again one more time. I think that's his biggest hit. But
I'm sure everyone's familiar with that one anyway.
Yeah. Do you like Charlie Daniels, Tom? He shook his head. That's on radio. That means yes. I can't hear you. Still can't hear you.
Just trying to find a song.
Okay, no, I'm just saying, do you like Charlie?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Up and down, yes.
Yeah, up and down, yes. Yeah, we've been working together a long time, me and Tom. You know, originally, 26 years ago, I worked with a guy by the name of Bob, who was a legend in the industry. You know, he was a big DJ in New York, and he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
But he was big. He had all the awards and all the people he dealt with, and big time guy. You know, you name somebody, he had them in his studio here. But that was 25 years ago. Times change. So what's going on with you, Mr. Matthew?
Well, I want to put a plug out for Amanda Grosdenick. I don't know if I pronounced that right. My apologies. infuse@therapy.org is her website. She deals with special needs children. You folks have issues, she can do family and child-centered goals related to engaging, facilitating, and enriching sensory and motor skills through the use of recreational-based activities. She's amazing. Give her a call, 918-810-3109. Ask her about the aquatics program as well. Amanda Grozniak, if I'm pronouncing it right, and that's going to be Fuse Therapy, 918-810-3109.
That's fantastic, you know. Yeah, one of the things I kept saying was you change a person's life, just one.
Yep.
You change the world. And the time it takes to deal with special need children takes a lot of patience.
Absolutely. I couldn't do it. It takes a special breed.
It takes a special breed. I know a friend of mine, he had a local restaurant, and he took in two cerebral palsy children, right? Like severe, like where muscular dystrophy, the whole nine yards, they were in wheelchairs and had to be fed. And I was just thinking, he knowingly did that. I could see if your child is born that way, right? You do it out of love.
Mm-hmm.
But to knowingly be a living angel on earth, right? And to have the whereabouts to knowingly do that, right?
Yep.
Means you are an angel.
Yep.
Right? An angel. There are angels out there in this world. And he's one of them. And he took in the two children. But he says it's the other way around. Like when I went with this thing with him, he was going, no, they're the ones that make me feel alive. But I don't know if I can be responsible for someone 24/7. I know you do that with your children when they're babies and all that. But I don't know if you said to me, I got to watch two children in need or that had to be fed and changed. I don't know if I could do that. So is that wrong for me to say that? Does that mean I'm evil?
Or? No, I don't believe so. Brian, who am I to make this statement? However, I believe that children with special needs are born to specific people, right?
Right.
And I think that was the mold, because if they had been born to other people, they wouldn't get the care that they need, and the people that had those kids would go ballistic not knowing how to respond when they come out there's a problem, right?
Right.
So I believe that God put them in the place where they need to be with the people that need to take care of them.
It's really, you know, it's all about trusting in God. If you can get your expectations down to zero, right, doesn't mean you have to approve.
This is America, Brian.
I know, but if you can get your, you won't have resentments.
Right.
Think about it. If you just trust God, because what I got from you, Matt, was to trust God.
Yep.
Just trust God. Can you just do that? It's hard to obey it, because when you're worrying, you're not, that's a form of atheism, because you're not trusting in God.
If you really powerful think. Point, Brian.
Yeah. So trust God is really the answer to you guys out there. And when I do it, I'll tell you, I have the indicator. Just like when your gas tank goes, right? What happens? You get an indicator. Matter of fact, my gas tank, my daughter's here, 16 years old, got her license yesterday. But she's like, oh, the gas light went on, but I was late coming here, so do I pull over and get gas? But it's an indicator,
yep,
right, that tells me what to do. So if you're afraid or anxious or worried, it's called emotional insecurities, resentment, if you have resentment to someone, or you're in depression, really what you're doing is you're not trusting God. Because God, nowhere throughout the Bible, it says fear not, right? Fear not, fear not, fear not. Nowhere does it say fear, be in anxiety. So that's the indicator, like it is for a gas tank. If you're depressed, turn to God. If you have anxiety, turn to God. If you have, say, self-pity, turn to God. And then you just said, like, what made me think about that is you just said that certain people are put on this earth.
Yeah.
Right? They have a purpose.
Yeah.
Right? And what is purpose? It's ongoing.
Well, just think, the special needs kids, when they're born, they're already designed to be with specific people. Think about it. I don't have, thank God, no disrespect, but, and you don't have one, I don't know how I could deal with it. So perhaps I wasn't put here to deal with it. Right?
Right. So anyhow, let's play another Charlie Daniels songs. And then also, too, is we're going to be setting up a website for Bros Pizza. Want to let you know about that. And that's what I'd like the next, our next assignment. We're going to list everybody, and we need to get an update on what's going on with Bros Pizza. This is Charlie Daniels. He passed away. A living legend, Southern Rock. I've seen him in concert a couple times. Enjoy the song. Sponsored by Chatterbox of Dunedin.
Can I slip in Salty Dog?
Yes.
Salty Dog Pools. He's really busy, but he has time for you.
Yes, he is. He's something. Do you know the story behind him is he came here with nothing.
Really?
I had him on the show. I love to hear how people started.
Right.
He started with nothing.
Right.
And he's doing $1 million a month now.
Wow.
He started with just a truck and a pickup truck and a bucket.
Speaking of trucks, there's no bicycles out there. None. I went to Walmart myself to buy a bike. But you know what? Tarpon Tom's, he just got a delivery. Tom's got bikes.
Tarpon Tom's got bikes. Let's enjoy Charlie Daniels.
The devil opened up his case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, there's a dog bite, no child, no. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been. He played, fire on the mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child, no.
A reckon that I am, but this thing's going on, make me mad down to the core. I have to work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the street, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. We tell our kids to just say no, and then some panty waist judge lets a drug dealer go. He slaps him on the wrist and he turns it back out on the town. But if I had my way with people selling dope, take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope, I'd hang them up behind them and swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. But watch where you go and remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse. But if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but a darn sure will. If you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on. As far as I'm concerned, ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp. I'll put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today. People not gonna put their Bibles away. By the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the book says it, so I know it's the truth. I'm four and I am a two-for-one. You better watch where you go and remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go and remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Hello, Jeff. How are you, my friend? You there?
Can't hear anything.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, you know, we did, we've been doing Charlie Daniels, right? Do you like Charlie Daniels?
Was he the one who did Devil Went Down to Georgia?
Yes, we actually played it, yes. And we played it twice today on this show so far, and we played a bunch of other songs. And we've been playing a lot of songs more, though, than talking. And the idea is that at 105.5 is the Dove, hits of the 80s, and then 107.3 is classic rock.
Uh-huh.
So in between that is us, right? So we've been trying to play more music, right? And in turn, what we do is we hook someone and then do a commercial. When I tell you this, right. My friend Matt, right, just spilt the soda, right? He wiped it up, and guess what he did right after he did that?
Spilled it again.
Spilled it again. You can't even make this up. You can watch it on YouTube. He just spilt the soda in front of me, so I'm watching him wipe it up. I'm not going to say nothing. He wipes it up and then spills the soda again. What do you think, Jeff?
Sometimes, was it mistakes come in threes? Well, yeah. Chance Starr is going to spill it again.
That would be deliberate. I don't think that would work, right?
You're probably right. He's probably just doing it for Brian's entertainment.
Yeah, so anyhow, so it's been going a lot better. So like last week we did Jimmy. Do you, these again, sometimes I'm finding some people don't like it, so automatically. But last week we did Jimi Hendrix. Do you like Jimi Hendrix?
You know, it's just one of those things where it's just kind of... beyond my time. Like, I grew up with it from my mom.
Right.
But probably wouldn't know much of the music.
Right. He played the Star Spangled Banner, and he was really famous at Woodstock.
Yeah.
Right. And then the week before that, we did the Beatles. I'm just trying to give you an idea of what we have been doing. And we mainly did all the Beatles hits. And then the week before that, we did Michael Jackson. And then this week, last week we did Stevie Nicks. And all this time I thought Stevie Nicks was a guy. So they said, no, he's a girl. So I was embarrassed, Stevie.
The fact that you just said, no, he's a girl. I mean, you're still a little.
Yeah,
little
she's
out of
a
touch
girl.
There,
right, whatever. I mean, so I screwed that up, right?
Jeff, once you get over 56, right, your mind begins to go. So let's give Brian a little bit of the doubt. My son says, I forget everything and I can't see.
Right, so then, oh, by the way, how's your
probably
baby?
Probably right.
How's your baby?
It's good. He's 8 months, still in the belly, and we got another six, seven weeks to go.
Okay, so what we're doing is we're going to be setting up a website, right? And wanted your permission. I maybe shouldn't get it on air, but I'm going to do it anyway. We're doing a website where we're going to be setting it up next week for Bros Pizza, and he's having a baby the end of July, right? And we're going to give away $250. And we'd like to add you into that contest that if someone can guess the weight of your baby, Jeff, that we will give away $250, and they can enter into the contest.
That sounds awesome.
Right? And that does, right? And then we're gonna, we have a person that's starting Monday on it, the website. So it's kind of neat. And then we'll give a little history of who you are and stuff. And this way, if it's done on the website, right, there's no shenanigans. It's all transparent.
Gotcha. Yeah, exactly. You don't want it to be a secret ballot, and then somebody's going to say, oh,
yeah,
Brian Cash Claus is the winner of the grand prize.
Right. Which I have, you know, I caught, you remember The Pig? The radio station called The Pig? Are you?
No.
It was 93.3. So, you know what? And I'm going to just, I guess it's negative, but I'm going to be truthful. They said if you can open up the can, right, that has, that sprays that we shook, that you would win the tickets. And it was Eminem, just shows you how long ago it was. Did you ever hear of the entertainer Eminem? Is that how you say his name? Eminem?
Yeah, it's E-M-I-N-E-M, though. How not like M, not like the candy, M&M. It's E-M-I-N-E-M.
I always thought it was M&M, like M&M candy, but it's not. It's M&M. It's whatever. So you know what happened is no one won the tickets. I almost got beat up. So I went up to the guy and I said, we waited in line. And he had like 10 people were able to pick out of 30 cans and no one picked the winner. And they said, oh, it's over. I said, you know what? I said, you need to show us which one was the one that had the one that sprayed open. And this big guy looked at me and he says, no, I don't. Like, still the crowd is around me, so I feel safe. You know? I said, no, you have to do it. And he wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
He wouldn't do it. And then he like physically came at me a little bit. And then I, of course, cowered and walked away.
Nothing wrong with that. You won. Because you walked away unscathed, right?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Have you ever been in a situation where you walked away from a fight?
I'm from New Jersey.
Is that a yes or no?
That's a no.
No, that would be very hard for me to do. I'm honestly, I think it would be, it's easier for me to avoid a fight if it's somebody who's coming at me personally. I'm a lot better at de-escalation. But when it's somebody else, like if it's somebody I know, even somebody I don't know, I can get pretty, what do you say, the word would be aggressive?
Yes.
Is that the Puerto Rican in you?
Maybe the Italian, maybe the Puerto Rican.
no offense, but I saw that, so.
Yeah, it's not, why would that be an offense, though?
Well, because, listen, the world we're in today, someone's going to hear me say that and say I'm a racist because I called him Puerto Rican, right?
Right. You know what? My son's Puerto Rican, right? I got him when he was 8 years old. You know what I would tell him PR stands for? Positively right.
Nice. My son's half Mexican.
Right.
So.
Right. You got to really be careful what you say today. Do you know there was a guy that wrote an article in the newspaper that buildings matter too, right?
Yeah.
And he got fired.
Yeah.
So you got to be real careful. And then the guy on the TV show Crew said, why can't we just say all Black Lives Matter? Like, why don't we talk about the situation where these kids are being killed? And then the guy said, what's his name? Don Lemon said, oh, no, it's not about that. It's about police brutality. But he said, if you want to start a movement that way, all lives, Black Lives Matter, you can. But that's not what this is about. Not a peep out of Black Lives Matter about the kids that were being killed. That's all he was trying to say. And he was just like, why can't you just say everybody matters?
Yeah, it's everybody.
But if you say that, now I got to be careful. Am I going to, like, that's what I'm finding out is it's a scary society when your First Amendment can't be used, even if you dissent. Isn't that what America's about? Even if you disagree with me, can you respect my viewpoint? And long as I'm not hurting anybody and it's not like, it isn't racist, right?
I would say 3 years ago, Brian, and maybe Jeff, you can give me your opinion. I don't even know you and you don't know me, however, but 3 years ago, we'd have this opinion, right? Today, you can't have this opinion and people are going to come down on you because you said this or you said that.
Right. You got to be very careful, man. Very careful what you say. Do you like that, Jeff, that you have to be so careful on your viewpoint, even though it's not hurting anybody? Do you feel uncomfortable that are you scared right now to give your viewpoint? Like,
and here's why I say I'm not, because I'm self-employed. I can't get fired. So I think that if it's one of those situations where if you're an employee and you work for a company that holds a certain viewpoint, you kind of have to toe that viewpoint if you're going to work there. If not, you have the right to leave.
Well, Jeff, if I can interrupt for a second, right? So you're self-employed, and I sell insurance too, but what if somebody has a complaint, right? Even though you played it by the book, you've been doing this for years, someone just had a bad day that day, and this guy came over, and it looked like he was Latin descent, and they put it on Yelp and Google and whatnot. Then what do you do?
I mean, it's just not really something that I feel like I would really have to, it would be hard for me to answer that question, and the reason is because I work 100% on the phone. I don't actually ever see anybody
okay.
in person.
Fair enough. Yeah, I get that. Fair.
You know, it's like I would be giving you a false answer if I was to give you an answer.
No, that's fair. And please forgive me, because you know what? I would think most people in this country, operative statement, most people are good, decent people. They appreciate work. They appreciate you trying to do a service for them, right?
Yeah, 100%. But just kind of going back to the Black Lives Matter movement, is you hear the words Black Lives Matter, and 99% would say, of course, a black life is a life, and I believe that all lives matter, therefore all lives matter, which includes black people. But there are a small segment of the population that devalues black people, and they're the ones who need to hear that Black lives matter as well.
But Jeff, and you can probably appreciate this, being from your descent, right? There's a small percentage of the population that doesn't like you, doesn't like me, right? Doesn't like Brian. Doesn't matter who you are. They're going to find a reason not to like you, because you know what? Where it begins? Education in the home, right? I'll never forget, I went to school, I went to Penn State, and I had a roommate. I won't mention his name. And I had a friend that called me one day. She was from Philadelphia. And she was black. I got home. He goes, hey, this girl Simone called. He asked me, is she black? I said, why? He goes, he used that word. I said, you're a scumbag. Why do you have to say that? Because that's all they are. Because he got it from the father.
Yeah, it's a learned trait.
Exactly.
Sure.
It is. And then the only way you can change it is showing that all humans, that's why I say, if you say all lives matter, right? Then you teach people that unity, it's like our common welfare comes first. And the success of the United States and the success of everybody depends on us having unity. Do you know, it says on the coin, E plurimus unum, on every coin. It's Latin. And what it says, what that means is one in many. In other words, there's 50 states, but we're one also. We're united. And the best way to unite someone is saying the fact, if you want to use the word unity, is all, not just one segment. And I get their point where they've been discriminated against, and you can't take that away. But when you have children being murdered and they don't say a peep, that's what really, if you want to take it a step further, all black lives matter. Even the children that are being killed on these black-on-black crimes, children, just go with all black children.
Yeah, well,
all black people matter.
The sickening thing was those two black young kids got murdered in that Seattle city where they took the city over. That was a disgusting piece of behavior, not letting the people come in and administer. They lost their lives for what? For sheer stupidity. That is so, you can't bring them back.
So anyhow, the bottom line is this, is that I would like to see that, you know, Lord, make me a channel of thy peace, and that where there's hatred, you know, I may bring love, that where there's wrong, I might bring the spirit of forgiveness, that where there's discord, I can bring harmony, that where there's error, I can bring truth, and that where there's doubt, I can bring faith to everybody. Anyhow, Jeff, let's just talk about what you do there, my friend. Get health care now. Why?
Well, I mean, as you see, the group market has been demolished. Over 40 million people unemployed. The vast majority of them coming over to individual. which gives them flexibility to take their insurance wherever they go. They're not attached to a job for their health care. I think that's the biggest benefit of getting your own individual plan. You can choose the plan that you want. You can keep it as long as you want. You're not tied to an employer to grant you benefits. You know, most group plans, they'll have hundreds of options. The employer will pick two or three. They'll give you a low, medium, and high plan at best. And then you'll pick from three plans when there's literally hundreds of plans available to choose from.
So
if you're uninsured and you think that you can't afford it, give us a call. I'm sure you'll be pleasantly surprised. This is the greatest time for our
sales. So can I ask you another question, too? Because you have life, health, dental. Why is it important to have those also?
Well, again, you know, we group benefits is not a viable option kind of going forward. It hasn't been for many years. And especially like on dental, vision, life insurance market, you can have a, you can get a plan that you can pay for a short amount of time, you know, 10, 20 or 30 years, and you'll get paid up for life. Whereas especially on the life insurance side, you can get a plan that's like you could pay for 10, 20 or 30 years. And in your policy, even though you stopped paying however many years ago, your policy will continue for the rest of your life. Whereas when you're with an employer, you have that life insurance while you work there. When you stop working there, even if you retire with that company at 64, 65, then you go out and get your own insurance at that time when you could have been paid up a long time ago. So it's important to, you know, assess your own particular situation and get a plan that meets your needs, and we can help you with that.
And that's the thing. You are the expert to let people know what their needs are. Because you can get something that, you know, like, you just don't need. There's ways to slice the pie, like what best fits you. It's like a puzzle, right? You target the person, and you target them for what's in their best interest.
Yeah, I mean, we are contracted with over 186 different life insurance companies. Each one has, let's just say, 10 plans available. So we have almost 2,000 life insurance plans that you can choose from. Anything that fits your needs, whether it be an individual, married couple, or a family plan, we have all the options for you.
What is the best plan right now with this COVID virus? Like, if you walked into the hospital, what would be the plan you would recommend people get?
Well, one of the good things is that we actually offer on-exchange qualified health plans. And what that means is that anything related to coronavirus or COVID-19, however you want to call it, there's no copays, nothing that goes towards your deductible, nothing for the treatment, nothing for the testing, nothing for the antibodies test. So we're going to make sure that any plan that you choose with us, that you can go in and get service. It's not going to take a penny out of your pocket. And if you are, let's just say you're a single, you know, self-employed person, and your personal adjusted gross income on your taxes is less than about $32,000 a year, chances are we're going to be able to get you a qualified health insurance plan for $0 a month.
Wow. Now, I look at your logo where you have the hands, right, holding the earth with stars above it, and then it says, Get Covered USA. How did you come up with that logo to represent your business?
I will not take any credit for that. My wife is the creative person behind the company. That is definitely not my forte.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, pretty much it's beautiful. You, Brian, and my wife are the two people who come up with anything creative for us.
Well, and then you're the backbone, though. So you're the spine. We might come up with stuff, but you're the spine of this business. And no,
I mean...
Yeah, you are.
I've been doing it for 11 years, so... you know, I got a lot of experience.
Yeah, what I think it represents, if I just get covered USA... is that anywhere in America, even if you get the coverage here in Florida, you go anywhere, you're covered. It's like a nationwide warranty. And I wonder what the stars, if you want to take the stars that are above it, you know, shoot for the stars.
You know, 7% of the policies that we enroll people in for 2020 were zero monthly premium. And a lot of those people didn't even know that they were qualified for a zero monthly premium health insurance plan. Plus them nothing per month.
Right. And the number to get in touch with you, Jeff, is 727-417-5534. That's 417-5534. 417-5534. Get health care now. And then you do speak Spanish, correct?
It's funny how we were talking about my ethnicity earlier, but my Spanish is actually quite horrible. But we do have an entire Spanish-speaking team that can assist you.
Right. And do you know what I used to say? And people would correct me, and I forget, do you speak Mexican? Right? And then they would say, no, it's Spanish. You know? That just shows you how naive I am. The language is Spanish. You don't say, do you speak Mexican? Right?
But if you go into rural Alabama, you're not going to hear any words that resemble the words that come out of yours and my mouth.
Right. So I just want you to know, I'm not the brightest bulb on the tree. So it is important that you can speak to the Spanish community.
We also have Italian, we also have French and Russian.
Really?
Yep.
You know what we had last week? There's this, do you want to make $50?
Always.
Always. I don't know. We got like a list of $50 we owe you, so you go, one day you got to cash in.
Well, once my wife's not pregnant anymore and my wife lets me out of the house, out of quarantine, I'll stop up and get some Italian food.
There you go, because this restaurant is the number 10 in Italian. They're a high-class restaurant, right? Really high-class in Palm Harbor that did my back cover and the inside cover. Guess what? Their name is what the number 10 would be in Italian. Do you know what that is?
Doppio?
It's the same as Spanish 10, I think, too.
Yes?
Diessi.
Diessi. Yeah. So, anyhow, Diessi, and it's a new Italian restaurant. Do you know where the Chick-fil-A is in Palm Harbor?
I'm sure there's more than one, Brian.
Right by Tampa Road in Palm Harbor.
Okay.
Right behind that Chick-fil-A is the new Italian restaurant that just opened up. Anyhow, I just want to give you some good news, too, Jeff. On our new book printed, you're on the inside back cover, four color.
Nice.
Inside back cover. Didn't even know that, did you? I just realized.
I had no idea.
See that? Anyhow, Jeff, in closing, what would you like to say?
What type of insurance do you sell?
Yeah, in closing, what would you like to say, Jeff?
Me? I would definitely like to say let's just stop the hate. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. Let's just stop the hate, stop the fighting.
Yeah, that where there's hatred, I may bring love. Instead. God bless you, Jeff.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.